I think those are interchangeable, dive and dove, dived and dove, as far as I know.
I have dove in? No, you wouldn't say I have dove. I have dived.
Okay.
But if I would never say I had dove.
But you would use dove as prayer.
Absolutely.
Okay. And then after he dove in, he...
swam.
All right, and he will...
swim.
And he has...
swum.
Okay, if he dived in and he hit the water flat, you would call that a...
oof. What do you call that? I call it a mistake, but you know...
Would you say a belly something?
If he lands on his belly, mm-hmm. it's a belly buster.
Okay.
But if he like lands with on the bottom of his legs and calves, and spanks his legs mm-hmm. like that, I forget what we call it. I don't know.
Mm. Well, a boy puts his head on the ground and then rolls over. You call that a
somersault.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a term for, or are you even familiar with a custom? You pay your bill or you buy something and a storekeeper gives you a little present in addition?
What do you call that? What do we call that? I forget. Something complimentary like that. I think...
there's a term that sometimes turns up in Texas that's Spanish, I think. Something like pilon?
Don't know.
Never heard it. Did you ever hear lanyap?
Nope.
That's from Louisiana. Okay, if somebody got caught in a whirlpool and didn't get out, you'd say he got...
sucked under.
And the effect on him was...
he drowned.
All right, and I didn't see him...
drowned.
What tense was that?
Present. Oh, no, I did not see him drowned. I did not see him fall. It's
the way
preterite.
I asked.
Preterite.
Okay,
yeah.
The way I asked it was ambiguous. He will
drown.
And he has
drowned.
Okay, I think that gets everything. And a baby before it can walk, you'd say it
crawls.
Mm-hmm. If you wanted to get up a tree, you would have to
climb it.
Mm-hmm. I have never
climbed.
But my neighbor
climbs. Has climbed.
Yesterday he
climbed.
Okay, and. We may have done this one too. I think we did. But if you wanted to get behind a low hedge, you would have to get over it. You would have to get down on your haunches, and you would call that motion
squatting.
Mm-hmm. I think we did do that one.
To squat, yes.
Person walked up to the altar in church, and a word for he got down on his knees. He
knelt down.
Mm-hmm. If you're tired, you say I'm going to
rest, take a nap,
and to stretch yourself out in a prone position. I'm going to
lie down.
And all morning he, in the past,
he lay down all morning.
Mm-hmm. Talking about what you see in your sleep, you would say this is what I
dreamt.
And often when I go to sleep, I
dream.
But I can't always remember what I have
dreamt.
Okay. I dreamt such and such, and all of a sudden I
awakened.
All right. If you bring your foot down heavily on the floor, you'd say you
stopped.
Mm-hmm. If a man meets a girl at a dance and wants to go home with her, he says, may I?
May I give you a lift?
Suppose it's on foot.
May I walk you home? Oh, I see.
Anything else?
May I walk you home? May I take you home? May I see you home?
Okay. Could take or see apply to a car, too?
Yes.
Okay. Would you ever say carry you somewhere?
No.
Okay. To get a boat up on land, you tie a rope to it and...
you moor it.
Well, just a more common word than that.
Pull it in?
Yes. And if your car is stuck in the mud, somebody gets behind to give you a...
a push.
Okay. If you carried a very heavy suitcase, instead of saying, I carried it, you might say, I...
lugged it.
Would you use any other terms like that?
I'd say I dragged it.
Mm-hmm. How about toted?
Nope.
Okay. If a child was getting too close to a hot stove, you might say, don't